on the phone with us right now to talk about the life and times of Michael Gadinski is someone who he had a great effect on over the course of the years, and that is Mark Gable, frontman, Choir Boys. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Marky.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself, buddy?
Yeah, look, I'm doing all right. It was sad news, though, you know, and you talk about the life and times of Michael Gadinski, and it was like I saw a lot of sides to the guy, but I think that the overall impression was the first time I ever saw him at a concert, like in the late 70s, and it was like I saw this really young, passionate man about Australian music, and he followed that all the way through. And look, there's a lot of stories about Michael, and I know them all, but there's only so many that I can tell you. But the thing was that he was nutty about Australian music, and he really supported it all the way through.
Yeah, he said someone wrote a book about him called The Godfather of Australian Rock in about 2015. He said that he had to get his lawyers go through the book with a fine-tooth comb because he'd said also that I believe what goes on the road stays on the road, unquote.
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I could tell you about Michael, but it's all hearsay. But the thing was that he was, like I said, he was very passionate about Australian music, and he wouldn't have had Run to Paradise if it wasn't for Michael, you know, and Michael fired the first producer we had when we were doing that album, Big Bad Noise, and replaced it with a guy named Brian McGee from New York, who helped me, or I helped him, or the band helped him turn it into the hit that it was. And that those kind of stories go on and on and on, you know, whether he's working with Jimmy Barnes or Kylie Minogue or whoever it was. And we were just joking in the car when we were doing a show up in Queensland going, it's funny, all the big bad guys don't seem to die, and it's only, you know, only the good die young, you know, like poor Christina Ramphlett and Doc Neese and everything. And then, and then sad news, Michael's gone, and I'm sort of, we thought he was immortal, but not the case.
Marky, but with the Choir Boys, but there's so many Australian bands. It's phenomenal when you see the list of bands that he had a hand in their success.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking about, you know, Skyhooks, right? And you know, I took it all for granted, you know, and it wasn't until Ross Wilson pointed it out many years ago that he produced, you know, Living in the 70s, their biggest album. And, of course, it was a Mushroom, an early Mushroom album. And the list goes on and on of people that he's worked with. And, of course, he worked with Kylie Minogue and Danny Minogue and, as I said, Jimmy Barnes, you know. So he just had his finger in every pie, you know. He was our publisher, our manager, and our record label, and our agent.
Wow. It's a huge involvement. I think, Mark, a lot of people don't really understand. Like, when you say something like, we wrote the song, but it wouldn't have been what it was without Michael. I mean, you're the band, you write the music, but what does he do to something like Run to Paradise that makes it what it is?
Well, when we finished the album the first time, right, finished the song, we had to listen to it in a taxi on the way back to the airport in Melbourne, right? Cassette, right? We all went, oh, that ain't got a vibe. And Michael felt the same way, you know. And when we talked to him, he said, look, we've got to do something about this. We've got to make this happen. And so he brought in another producer and made it happen. But, you know, he was a visionary, so he could tell when something wasn't working, when it could work. And, you know, despite everything that about Michael or the, you know, like I say, the grandiose, you know, Godfather stories, he still was a visionary, and he wanted to make that vision come true.
Yeah, the music industry is much sadder today for the loss of Michael Gadinski. Hey, Marky, as always, it is so good to talk to you. Next time we speak, we're going to speak on a lighter note.
We're going to bring a packed lunch.
And we're going to sit down and have another chat with you. But, mate, thank you so much for taking time out this morning and reliving the memories of the Australian music producer.
A man truly with his finger on the pulse.
Yeah, Michael Gadinski, who passed away on Monday night. Marky, thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys, and I'll see you very, 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 very soon.